From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in over 80 years has knocked out power across the entire island of 3.4 million people. Hurricane Maria, with maximum sustained winds of about 185 kilometers per hour, destroyed hundreds of homes and caused heavy flooding after making landfall Wednesday as a Category 4 storm. It was later downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. And despite its downgrade, Maria will remain a dangerous major hurricane as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas Thursday and Friday. Maria has left at least 9 people dead across the Caribbean. No immediate word of any deaths or serious injuries in Puerto Rico. Before arriving in the U.S. territories, the hurricane went directly over the island of Dominica, while also nearly making landfall in Guadeloupe, where at least 2 people were killed. Widespread devastation being reported by Dominica's prime minister on Facebook. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and collapsed dozens of buildings. The country's interior minister said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the earthquake struck Tuesday, using heavy machinery and their bare hands to remove piles of rubble. This is VOA News.